Welcome to Spare Change from Evolve News. From important local issues to broader regional and national trends, Evolve News editor Aaron London dives into the latest business and economic news and offers his two cents worth.
With the holiday shopping season in full swing and consumers spending more than $10 billion over the so-called Cyber Weekend, a nearly 8% increase compared with 2022, forward-looking companies are already searching for what 2024 will bring. But they aren't thinking far enough ahead. In less than 3 years, America will celebrate a major milestone, its 250th anniversary. And now is the time to get ready. Officially known as the semi-quincentennial, the celebration is likely to evoke the same unbridled commercialism last seen in 1976 when the nation reached its 200th birthday. Anyone who lived through the bicentennial era will remember the wave of patriotism that swept the nation, bringing informative bicentennial minutes to network television, the patriotic promotions and the commemorative trinkets that gave Americans abundant chances to show their true colors. It was an era when patriotism and conspicuous consumption combined to paint the town red, white, and blue. And that was all before the internet. Plans are already underway by several groups to properly acknowledge the semi-quincentennial, and doubtless more organizations will soon jump on the celebratory bandwagon. And the event promises once in a quarter millennium's worth of advertising opportunities. 100 years ago, it was a man well acquainted with possibilities presented by patriotic parties and the advertising opportunities they present that spearheaded efforts for the nation's sesquicentennial observance. Philadelphia merchant John Wanamaker, whose first experience with national anniversaries came 25 years earlier as a member of the Centennial Exposition Finance Committee celebrating the country's 100th birthday. Wanamaker believed the sesquicentennial presented an opportunity to burnish the image of the city of brotherly love and quickly gain the support of Philadelphia's business community when the Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce got on board. Planning for that event began a decade earlier, in 1916, so there is no time to waste getting ready for 2026. The only real question is how big the celebration will be and how many advertising dollars will be spent on an associated sales, specials, and sentimentality. One thing is certain, it will be a crowded playing field. If nothing else, and there is likely to be much, much more, Americans will at least become familiar with the term semi-quincentennial, and a few may even master the spelling. But advertisers worried about tight margins, supply chain issues, and economic confidence shouldn't let those concerns cloud their judgment. A 250th anniversary only comes once, and when it comes to advertising, overkill is underrated. But for those still unsure about the wisdom of pulling out all the stops to celebrate the milestone, John Wanamaker's sage advice regarding promotional efforts is as true today as it was more than a century ago. I am convinced that about one half the money I spend on advertising is wasted, Wanamaker said, but I have never been able to decide which half. It's a lesson worth remembering. And 2026 is closer than you think.
This has been the Spare Change Podcast from Evolve News. We welcome feedback and suggestions from listeners. Let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. Visit our website at evolve-success.com.